take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose reed.
I feel like that sting has never been more fitting than on a grotty day like today. Hello, Jenna, how are you?
Pure grot. Yes, I'm good, thank you.
That is good to hear. You've brought us a very interesting sounding book this morning. What are we talking about?
Well, I guess it also fits in with this kind of spooky, gloomy weather, maybe in some way, but this is called The Premonitions Bureau. It's by Sam Knight. It's a brand new release. The subtitle is A True Story. So this is a non-fiction book for you guys today. So in 1966, John Barker, he was a British psychiatrist, he set up this Premonitions Bureau department at the Evening Standard, and this was collecting public premonitions, predictions of disasters,
wow,
and things about to come. And this was in the wake of the Welsh Aberfan disaster. I don't know if you guys watched The Crown and saw this on that, where this coal landslide hit this village underneath it, crushing a school. And it became quite apparent that a bunch of just regular Joe British people had predicted this, including one of the children that had died in the disaster. They had said to their mum the night before, I dreamed I was at school and then it went all black. So it kind of has this creepy undertone. And so these people who made these premonitions become great sub-characters to this John Barker guy as he researches around premonitions. And it's kind of, I would say, a roguish time for science and psychiatric science. There was, you know, like you had your institutions and people were getting shock treatment and lobotomies and things. So this was all the stuff that was surrounding him as he was looking at this project. The crux of this research that he does and what makes this book different and I think something that will make you want to pick it up is that during talking to these people, John Barker himself, the scientist, is told by one of the people he is researching that he's soon going to die.
Oh my God. They have
a premonition for him. That is the compelling nut of the book that takes you through, because you know this is about to happen. But there's a lot of looking at dreams, coincidences, Munchausen syndrome. John Barker wrote a book about people dying of fright, the placebo effect. Barker wanted the Bureau to be more than just anecdotes, but this book is very anecdotal, these wild stories. And just capturing this time where doctors and journalists were trying to explain the unexplainable.
Yeah.
It's quite weird because I don't know, when I think of the context of premonitions and clairvoyancy and things like that now, it feels a little bit more woo-woo than what it was at this time.
It's a really interesting sounding, like, kind of a thesis statement for a book. It sounds like, if you didn't tell me this was a non-fiction book, I would assume this was some sort of sci-fi or fantasy novel that you were bringing us, which I actually did think it was until I realized that this was a sort of exploration of this time. It's fascinating.
Oh, it's so great. And when I was in the buying meeting for this, I was just thinking, oh my God, I've got to read that as soon as possible because it just sounds so good. That Sam Knight does tell a really good yarn. This is his first book, but he's a staff writer for The New Yorker. So it's not linear. He's just taking all these bits and mushing them together. There's these really great pictures throughout the book, and I'm trying to think of the word. What makes those black and white photos like make it seem a little bit sci-fi or kind of that start of the industrial age looking? People just sitting in offices at computers, big giant computers. That's the vibe that it has with it. And there's quite a lot of research, and wide reach to readers. So you have people who are a little bit woo-woo, which I love, that, you know, I'm a bit woo-woo too. So there's that, but there's the science and philosophy and psychology. That it combines all of these into it. I think it's quite a good cool gift for someone.
Hard out.
I think a lot of people will find it interesting. And it makes you a little bit like the hairs prickle up at the back of your neck.
Even just talking about it has made me feel a bit like looking over my shoulder slightly in the studio here. I'm also thinking of about three friends who I know will love this, so I'm going to be recommending that one as well, Jenna. What's the name of it again and who wrote it?
It's called The Premonitions Bureau. It's by a man called Sam Knight, and it's published by Favorum Faber, which is a very trusted publisher.
Yes.
And it is due on the shelf any day. So I don't have it on the shelf right now, but if you call us, we'll let you know when it's in. It's imminent.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jenna. Have a lovely rest of your rainy day. Definitely a book day today, and we will see you soon.
See you soon, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you.